He claims she has no case. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump reacted to being sued by New York Attorney General Letitia James, telling Fox he thought she was trying to get a settlement.
But I had a problem because how do you pay something, even if it's a small amount of money, if you're not guilty? This was just a continuation of a witch hunt.
Attorney General James, a Democrat, alleges the former president and his three oldest children committed financial fraud, and she wants to ban them from running businesses in New York.
Claiming you have money that you do not have does not amount to the art of the deal. It's the art of the steal.
Well, the former president also furthered his claim. He had declassified documents the FBI seized from his Florida home, telling Fox a president can declassify anything, even just thinking about it.
Because you're sending it to Mar-a-Lago or to wherever you're sending it. And there doesn't have to be a process.
A federal appeals court has ruled the Justice Department can continue to review classified material seized, lifting a judge's order blocking that. What the former president did trying to overturn 2020 election results led House Democrats to pass a bill, joined by nine Republicans, to update an 1800s-era law on the electoral vote count. Fox's Jared Halpern reports it would
raise the threshold for members to object to a state's electors and clarify the ceremonial role for the vice president when Congress certifies the president. Vote. Illinois Republican Rodney Davis says the bill is not about preserving an institution.
They've allowed their dislike for one man, President Trump, to cloud their judgment and guide their actions.
There was a prisoner swap today. Russia released more than 200 Ukrainian fighters in exchange for more than 50 Russians, one of them a key ally of leader Vladimir Putin. The day after Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky told the UN General Assembly via video, Russia must be punished for invading, and
we need defense support, weapons, military equipment, and shells.
The U.S. has led the way with military support for Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Hurricane Fiona remains a Category 4 storm, moving north and east away from the U.S. with 130-mile-an-hour wind. It's forecast to pass by Bermuda next after doing deadly damage in the Dominican Republic and in Puerto Rico, where much of the island was flooded and is still without power.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says he's talked to the governor and the federal government is responding. He says getting help to Puerto Rico is a high priority, and when asked about funding for aid in the continuing resolution to keep the government open, he says it's something Congress is looking into.
FEMA has a pretty big billions of dollars fund that they may be able to use in the short term, and we'll see if they need more.
When asked about Medicaid disaster relief funding similar to aid after Hurricane Maria, he says that's also being talked about. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Alex Jones may testify today in Connecticut in another trial that aims to punish the controversial radio and internet show host for what he said about the 2012 massacre of 20 students and six adults at an elementary school.
The judge in this case has already found him and his company liable for calling the Sandy Hook shooting a hoax. Now a jury is deciding how much in damages 15 plaintiffs should receive, most of whom are the parents of children who were killed.
Don't sit there in the corporate media and act like this is about restitution for families. I'm being used to set a precedent, just like I was with deplatforming 4 years ago, to censor and shut everybody down, and this is un-American.
Jones says he's apologized multiple times and that he does believe Sandy Hook really happened. Parents of children killed have said Jones fans have harassed them. One said people came to his house insisting on seeing his son who was killed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up a bit the day after another big sell-off fueled by another interest rate hike from the Federal Reserve, 0.75%, all to fight inflation. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.